This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good friends.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's on the agenda for today?
We've got a very uplifting show today.
It should be a lot of fun. And
don't forget,
it's Wednesday.
Work!
All right, everyone, back to work.
Doesn't that sound fun?
Wait, that doesn't sound fun.
Here it is.
Well, back to work.
And have fun, whether you like it or not.
This is the beginning of the show. It's the fun time. We're ready to go.
It's showtime, folks.
Well, since it is the beginning of the show and it is the fun time, let's go ahead and get this thing about the snow out of the way, right out of the gate.
Yeah, it looks like we're going to see some snow. Could be anywhere from 0 to 8 inches.
Ooh, I love when they do
throwing
that.
Just that out.
Yeah, right. Oh. That's your prediction.
That's my prediction, yep. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm predicting a dusting.
Don't do this.
It might
guys,
be, yeah.
Have faith. We're going to have one good snow. This will be it.
Well, in your mind, what would be a good snow for you?
Just a good layered cover. Maybe one that shuts down the whole roads for like a day. Maybe
let me go ahead and
half
let you
day.
In. Let me let you in on a little secret here. The ground has been super warm.
Just please don't.
Whatever falls ain't going to stick.
Put these negative vibes on my snow.
Well, you can watch the snow fall.
It's pretty
when it's
yeah,
coming down.
It's a tease, and then like it did last time. It was gorgeous, and it just broke my heart.
It's going to go.
I am manifesting this. I'm speaking it into existence. We're going to have a good snow.
Okay. All right. Well, there is snow in the forecast for tomorrow. Not today.
Tomorrow.
But, for tomorrow. It'll be cloudy today. A little bit peek or two of sun, but clouds moving in today. We're going to do those punchlines and jokes today. Now, it's just a punchline. We don't
okay.
Tell the whole joke.
All right.
Just a punchline, which means, you know, we can get away with a little bit more.
Yeah.
If you know the joke, it's already funny. You laugh anyway, you know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. 6:13 is Wednesday. That also means it's Wet-Nosed Wednesday.
Yay! Days for the animals. So I went yesterday to the Gopher County Animal Shelter, and I met Diesel. He's been there since November. Super sweet guy. Definitely docile. He loves all the women there. And you can tell he has a little bit of kennel stress, but he just needs someone to take him home and love him and show him that they're not going to abandon him.
Loves all the women.
Yeah, he definitely did. They're the cutest pictures of him. Anyways, he's brown and white. He's a pit bull mix. I call him a gentle giant. He does really well on a leash. I even watched them do this trick where they turn the leash into a harness. So
oh.
That's the coolest thing I think I've learned yet.
So yeah. It's a learning experience for both of them.
Yeah, that's exactly. Good. Yeah. And he knows all his basic commands. I saw him do sit and paw. So, and I always love when they do the paw. It's so cute. They just love it. Anyways, he definitely loves his toys. And you can tell he wants to cuddle. He loves being scratched on the behind, because who doesn't?
I'll be honest with you.
My hand's up.
Diesel is definitely going to be a loner dog. I wouldn't mix him with any other dogs, and probably no small kids either. He definitely has a rough and tumble, you know, with his love.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. 626. Taylor, Brian, Eddie, and Chase. Hey, guess what? It's 17 more days until daylight savings time begins.
Right. We spring forward.
Yeah, so look forward to some extra daylight in the evening hours. Happy birthday to you if you're celebrating. John Travolta, 66 today. Juice Newton, remember her?
Uh-huh.
She's 68. Dennis DeYoung of Styx, 73. Yoko Ono, 87.
Oh, wow.
And Smokey Robinson is 80 today. I told you this woman got kicked off of Tinder because she was too attractive.
Okay, yeah, I'm intrigued.
Her name's Holly Valentine. She was recently removed from Tinder because she was just too darn good looking.
Are we sure? Because Holly Valentine sounds awfully made up.
The 26-year-old from L.A. tells the Los Angeles Times that I travel a lot, so I wanted to date and meet new people when I was traveling and in town, so I bought the most expensive package that they offer that lets you set your location to anywhere. I used clean pictures, did everything I was supposed to do, swiped right on a couple people. I got some matches and then started binge-watching Game of Thrones. So I kind of lost track of what was going on while I was doing that, of course. Then after a couple of hours, I went back and saw a couple of previews of messages and then got locked out of the app. The previews that I did see were, "You're probably not real. Why would a girl like you be on Tinder? Why won't you answer?" I didn't even get to meet anyone or even really use the app. Holly thinks that working as an Instagram model may have had something to do with her removal, which means she's showing her butt or her boobs on Instagram and people are like,
No.
She can't just use that as a dating website?
As a platform, yeah. Now, do we have
a picture? He wants to see a picture of her.
There are a number of these girls named Holly Valentine. There are a couple of different ones. You'll have to decide which one she is, but there's a couple of them on Instagram if you want to check it out. Speaking of being attractive, the most attractive men by country, Sweden has number one.
Ew.
The most good-looking dudes.
Blonde and pale.
The USA comes in at number eight.
USA.
No, they're nine in the top ten. Nine, USA. 10, Canada. Most attractive women by country, Norway. Those Norwegian women.
Ooh.
Number one, the USA women is number eight.
Okay, well, not too bad.
Wait, so you're saying women of the USA are number eight on the best looking list?
Eighth most attractive in the world.
You know, I'm going to have to agree with that because we have a lot of fast food here. So,
is that what you're blaming it on?
That's what I blame my good looks on.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry.
If you're a fan of the Disney princesses and you're getting married, Allure Bridals is releasing a new line of wedding dresses inspired by Disney princesses. The collection of 16 gowns will allow women to dress like Ariel, Belle, Cinderella, Snow White, and more. The dresses will range in price from $1,200 to $10,000.
Nice.
That is, hurts.
Pier 1 has filed for bankruptcy. They're closing all those stores, man. Yeah, what a shocker.
They're so expensive.
I don't even know if anybody went in those stores anymore.
A cup is like $30 for a cup.
Yeah.
400
yeah.
stores already closed. 643 now. You can win some Sam Hunt tickets. I'm going to tell you how in a sec.
Oh, I was going to hit you with the punchline real quick out of the blue.
I'm ready for it. Let me the punchline. Remember, punchline's only today.
And you've heard a version of this, but here's punchline. Here comes Dave with three pineapples.
I don't get it.
I'll tell you. Yeah, we'll tell you. Like.
Oh, there's so many. If you've got a great punchline to a joke, remember, punchline only.
That's it. That's all we want.
I just always think about a movie scene where you get just the random punchline as someone's, you know, I guess that's like the one you were talking about earlier. You guys will use all the time.
We throw movie lines around like crazy.
I like when the movie line is in the movie and you're like, there it is.
Well, like the rectum one, I guess I was reading up on it because I didn't really know where y'all were pulling that one from.
So you got the joke now. So
Yes. But it's one of those scenes in the movie where you just hear the punchline. And
rectum, damn near killed him.
And sometimes you're like, oh, what? I don't know. It's always one of those conversations. I think it's funny.
So if you have a joke punchline, we'd love to hear it. Post it up for 680-WOLF. Sam Hunt, he's got two shows coming to Carolina. I know you want to go and you can win tickets. Wake Up with the Wolf Show, 6:56. That makes it good news story time.
So I guess I am late to the train. There is a UPS driver's Facebook and Instagram called UPS Dogs. Hidden it was at one point, I guess, or just not known by a lot of people. And now it's like surged into viralness because everybody loves dogs, right?
Yeah, they do.
Anyways, it started with a guy named Sean McCarron. He is a UPS driver. It started back in 2013 where he made this Facebook page to just share the dogs he met along his routes every day. Stop, take a picture. You build a relationship with these little pups.
That's Bruce. He's a good boy.
Yeah. Then, I love it. So you see a lot of videos too, then like throwing balls or bringing the treats, and they know where their dogs are on the route, and those dogs know when they're coming.
Oh, yeah.
And so I love watching all these videos. I've seen them go around. I can't believe it, though. This thing has earned over like 1.5 million likes, and then it has the Instagram account now too with over 500,000 followers, which, numbers or whatever, but still, it's a lot of people getting to see all that sweet wet nose love, and I love it.
The key would be able to get the dogs to take the package out of the truck
and carry it to the door.
Correct.
Yeah, use them for, more than just the love.
Correct. Here's a bone, take the package.
Saw a story yesterday about a mailman who, carried milk bones with him all the time, and this one particular house he went to is a big old German Shepherd, but a lot of German Shepherds, people don't realize, a lot of them are just big lab dogs.
Oh, yeah, they're so sweet.
And the German Shepherd would come out and get the treat, and then he came to the house one day, and there was a note on the door with a bag half full of milk bones that said that so-and-so, the dog, whatever the dog's name was, passed away yesterday, and she wanted to make sure that you took these treats to some other dog.
Oh, damn. My heart. You just broke it a million pieces. I've got a friend that works for FedEx, and she's always posting her stops with the dogs, and she has one that she always brings a tennis ball to, and it just, they play for a few minutes, and then off she goes, so I just... Yeah, everybody's saying, oh, now, because everybody loves dogs.
What a life.
And if you don't love dogs, nobody likes you.
6:58, 5 After Laughter coming at 7:05, and Dale Knows Everything at about 7:10.
General knowledge.
All right. Wake Up with the Wolf Show, 7:11. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. Some snow in the forecast for tomorrow. Before we get to Dale Knows Everything, is there any way we could send the Triad into a tailspin panic over the snow? Is there any way
don't
we could
do
reduce
it.
That?
I mean, we could. I could say what one model of like 15 are saying.
Mm.
What does that one say?
That says 10 inches.
Whoa. Oh, God, no. I need to go to the grocery store now.
But you want to know what the majority of the other ones are saying? Ain't nothing going to happen.
I hate all of them.
To dusting.
It's negative energy.
It's going to thunderstorm.
Bread, milk, toilet paper. Make sure you got it.
Toilet paper is very important.
Yeah, because when you're trapped inside like that, you want to make sure you got a good supply.
Because you might have to use coffee filters.
Never know.
It's happened.
Desperate times, y'all.
All right. 7:12 now, the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
Dale Knows Everything!
Good morning, and if you're just joining us, Dale Knows Everything is a little game we like to play because Dale is our resident know-it-all. He is a man of wisdom many years on this earth.
Thanks. And he likes
to carry the cloud of knowing a lot about a lot. So I try to trick him every single day. I'm going to ask Dale a question, and he's either going to know the answer or he's going to make it up, and it's up to my lucky caller to decide. I'm taking caller 20, 336-680-WOLF. Today you are playing for tickets to the Mardi Gras of the Carolinas at Castle McCullough. So go ahead.
That Mardi Gras party, that's a big deal. That's a party of the year there and a lot of fun. So call now. Caller 20, 680-WOLF. Let's do it.
More of the Wake Up with a Wolf Show next.
Rascal Flatts. Do you want to play Dan Knows Everything?
Yeah.
Okay. So, of course, we're going to ask Dale a question. He's either going to know the answer or he's going to make it up, and it's up to you to decide whether he does, in fact, know everything or if he's full of it, okay?
All right.
Dale, our subject matter today is general knowledge. And are you ready for it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Which famous World War II general competed in the Olympics? He hates me so much right now.
I had a feeling it was something military related.
You got this.
There's really one general that stands out.
Well, MacArthur is the only one I can come up with.
Okay, Charles. Does Dale know everything, or is he wrong?
He's wrong, Pat.
Oh. Well, Charles, you knew that right off the bat. It was General George Patton. He was in the 1912 Stockholm Olympics pentathlon. I think I said that right, pentathlon.
Okay, all right.
So congratulations, Charles. You know everything today. I like that a lot.
Charles, from now on, you're doing this game.
Yeah, we're only calling you, man.
We're out.
Congratulations. You want a pair of tickets to the Mardi Gras of the Carolinas at Castle McCullough next Saturday.
All right.
Dale doesn't know everything.
This is the Wake Up with a Wolf Show.
93.1 The Wolf.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Doing just punchlines for jokes today.
All right.
Chase is over here. I'm telling by looking at him, he's got a whole bunch he's got to get off his chest. Are these short? Are they long?
They're short. Are they
quickies?
They're very short.
Let's see. What do you got?
All right. First one. I didn't say proctologist. I said plumber. Also, about 15 if you use a blender. And I'll save some, but here's one more. So the one-legged jockey said, "Don't worry about me, baby. I ride sad saddle."
Oh, my God.
And
I just thought of one that I'd forgotten from years ago. A guy will actually search for a golf ball.
That's it. There it is.
See, that's the funny. If you know the joke, you get it. If you don't, you're wondering, ooh, what's that joke? That sounds good.
Correct.
Yeah. If you call me, I might be inclined to tell you the joke.
You're right.
So you can share it later on today.
Annie, what you got?
You know, mine's always musical.
Okay.
So here we go.
I'm ready.
Hand eye! That's it.
Oh.
Can I just say it? Can I just say it? That was Whitney Houston's favorite type of coordination. Hand eye.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, 7:55. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. Punchlines only today on your jokes. That's some good ones. Water's cold, but it's deep, too.
That's a classic.
It's a classic. Everybody always likes that one. Chase says he's got a couple more he's got over there. I'm ready. Go.
So there I am, naked in a refrigerator. There's also $10, same as downtown. And last but not least, okay, but when you pull that thing out, it better have number on it.
Oh! Remember that one.
I got two more.
I'm ready.
Okay. To cover their butt quacks.
I get that.
You got it? Okay.
That's good. I like that.
Here's my last one. Because someone told him to get along, little doggy.
Don't laugh, Dale. Don't laugh.
We got one for you here. It's one more here before we get the Nimrod news here in just a few minutes. If we don't get some support, they're going to think we're nuts.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
But do you know the joke? You know the joke. It's funny. If you don't, if you got one, post them up. Or you can call us 680-WOLF. John Party now. Dirt on my boots. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. It's 8:03 now. Who's ready for a Nimrod news headline?
Bring it.
Let's do it.
All right, you're going to want to ask for a hint.
And you got a good hint.
You'll know why in just a second. Here we go. Because this is not going to be where you think it's going to be.
Okay. All right.
I mean, it's not out of the, yeah, I get it, but it's not where you're going first.
Okay.
Woman stabs first cousin, who's also her boyfriend, after an argument.
Well, you want to go to
West Virginia.
You do. That's
you
right.
You do,
that's
but... Right.
That's not where we're going.
Maryland.
No, I think it's Kentucky. But what's the hint?
You're closer.
Thank you.
It's Tennessee.
I was going to say, what's your Kentucky?
it's Memphis, all right? So, I'm guessing Easter brunch is going to be a little awkward for a few reasons here. There's a 50-year-old woman named Tony Rogers in Memphis, Tennessee, and she was arrested on Sunday for stabbing her first cousin after an argument.
Oof.
Oh, and he's also her boyfriend. Yes, apparently Tony and her first cousin are in a sexual relationship, and they live together. But they argued on Sunday, and she wasn't happy about it, so she grabbed a kitchen knife and stabbed him twice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, makes sense.
Once outside, and then again when he went inside to clean the stab wound. They were in the garage. A knife was handy, so she picked it up and stabbed him with it.
Wait, so he was already stabbed. He went to clean it and got stabbed again.
And she goes in and stabbed him again. he was able to call the police. Tony was charged with aggravated assault. So,
well,
they're still together, though. Love prevails.
Yeah, I hear you, love.
You don't because you're crushing my smokes.
There's another punchline.
You're right.
Another punchline. 805 now. It's
Luke. And now it's time for
Things you need to know.
I'm going to be honest with you. Today I did four things because I'm lazy. That's just how I'm feeling, okay?
One job.
You're right.
Five things. There's so much info in the world.
You're right. Today you're getting four. Take it or leave it. Most people are going, I'm leaving it. McDonald's, today is the day the Shamrock Shake returns for the first time since 2017.
What? They didn't have it last year?
No, they did not.
I was unaware of that.
What, the year before?
Tree year hiatus.
Oh, a tree.
Mm-hmm. They're also serving a new Oreo Shamrock McFlurry.
I'm down.
I could get behind that. I'll be honest with you.
I'll just tell you.
What's for lunch?
I could eat one right now. No problem.
And a big, large, humongous hot fry. Oh, God, their fries are the best.
I know.
Yeah, they are. They
My
are
mouth's good. Watering.
And to go along with that, it's National Chocolate Mint Day, so that's good.
So good.
Delicious.
Do you consider chocolate mint peppermint, Bart? Or is that something different? Would that be considered different?
Anything that involves chocolate and mint.
Okay.
Andy's mints are my favorite.
And who has the best peppermint bar?
William Sonoma.
That is correct.
Let me tell you, William Sonoma.
That sounds so bougie. William Sonoma. Where is that?
Well, there's a store in Friendly, and it's delicious. I mean, they only carry it during the holidays, but you may be able to get some of the clearance off the website.
Let me tell you right now, Kelsey, my wonderful wife, decided she would get me some of that for Christmas. I told her, I said, do not get me that for Christmas.
Because it goes on sale after.
Exactly. Yeah. She got it for me for Christmas, though. Got 4 pounds of it.
Mm-hmm. Good God.
To last. It lasted me a month. Don't worry.
God bless.
It's a 30-day supply.
It is. So anyway, it was about $60.
Yeah.
Afterwards, I said, okay, go ahead. Look on the website. Spent $10 on the same amount.
Yeah. Why can't you just get the recipe? Is it that serious? Is it that delicious?
It is good. Delicious.
You get all stuck in your teeth with all the peppermint and stuff?
No, it's a good...
Hey, Annie, stop trying to find things wrong with the peppermint bark.
Hey, turn off
William Sonoma.
Turn off her mic. Turn off her mic.
What is wrong? What is wrong with William Sonoma? Is it just too bougie for you?
I guess so.
Listen, you hippies can do your own thing. Go back and make your own.
Make your own
soap and all of that.
Now where can I shop barefoot? Nowhere. Yeah.
Can you make that peppermint bark?
Yeah, anyway. I hate you both.
You're welcome. speaking of stores, there is a new store opening. I've been wondering what's going in that where Babies R Us and Toys R Us used to be over there at the Wendover Plaza, whatever.
Wendover. They all have a different Wendover crossing, Wendover Commons, Wendover whatever.
Wendover Place, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
That is going to be a new Burlington Coat Factory.
That's just Burlington now. They've dropped the Coat Factory.
Yeah, it's just Burlington.
Yeah, you're right.
Which is weird because we have a Burlington near us, and so when you talk about it, you feel like you have to specify.
They already got the signage up and everything for that?
I do not know.
How did you find out?
The interwebs.
Wow. Okay. Oh. So we need to clarify that.
The interwebs.
I was just there yesterday at Cookout.
I was going to say, I'll hit up Cookout today. Sorry.
I'll be there.
And last but not least, here's fun fact of the day. In the original version of Snow White, the story ends with the evil queen being forced to put on burning hot iron shoes and dance in them until she died.
Okay.
Another happy Disney ending.
Yep.
That's right. That's how you do it.
That's a good one to tell you kids.
That's what happens to her kids.
I wonder why they left that out.
Yeah. Seems like it comes to a resolution that everyone can agree on.
Dance right. Until you die. Bleed.
That's it.
Yeah, that's nice.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. It's 8:34, so I get into another battle with my ex-wife about my son and his disrespect.
Ooh, is it juicy? Is it a lot of drama?
Well, there's always a lot of drama when you're talking about this situation. So... She was mad because I'm trying to remember what precipitated it. I believe it was
you breathing
a B when it should have been an A or whatever the case may be at school, and some disrespect of some kind. and she wanted me to turn his phone off, just shut his phone completely off, permanently, just shut it down. Well, now, if I'll tell you what's going to happen, if I do that, it's going to be need to be reconnected, you know, within a week, because he's going to be somewhere and she's going to be somewhere else, and they're going to need to be able to get in touch with each
other. Turn his phone back on.
Yeah. So, yeah. Let me tell you something. These phones become nothing but a punishment tool and heartaches. You know how to solve it? Don't buy your kid a smartphone ever. They can buy a smartphone when they have a job and they can afford one on their own. Get them a flip phone, and all they can do is make calls on it.
Unless you're my mother. I used to have to pay for my own cell phone. I bought it, paid for it, everything. She still tried to take it away when I got in trouble. Right. Give me your phone. I'm like, but I paid for it myself.
But you're living in my house and you live under my roof.
Exactly.
Exactly right. So, yeah. So anyway, and now we're into that now. So I did not permanently shut his phone off. So I have temporarily shut it off. What I've tried to explain to her is it doesn't matter where you shut it off or not. As long as he can access Wi-Fi.
Which is everywhere.
He can get on his phone. You know what I mean? And how many times do you need him to have the phone? You know, like all the time. He's going to be late. Practice is running late. Practice is letting out early. You know, and he's 16, but he can't drive quite yet. He doesn't drive himself until next month. So he has to be picked up and carted around everywhere that he goes. And, you know, you've got to be able to be, you know, in touch with him in some way or other. There's no phone at the school they can use. He can't go to the pay phone and use the phone. You know what I'm saying? And if they wrap it up an hour earlier, are they going to go long? Somebody needs to be notified. So that went on all night last night. I must have gotten 5 calls about it.
All night long.
Yeah, 5 calls about that. So,
I think there's a way.
The battle of the phone, man.
You could log in if he has an iPhone, and you might can switch it to airplane mode and keep him locked out. I'm not sure.
Well, I'll look into that.
Woosaw, Dale, woosaw.
Stop using big words around here. We don't use them words.
It's like a 6-letter woo-saw. What is that? 2 O's and an S?
Hey,
that's a hippie word. Is that a hippie word?
Y'all are hippie haters.
Go make some soap. Hey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.